Today's scripture is on Exodus 20, chapter 20, verses 1 to 4, the Ten Commandments. And God spoke all these words, saying, I'm the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall make yourselves a carved image, any likeness of any kind that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. This is the word of the Lord. May it stay in us forevermore. Amen.
I will continue from verse 7. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work. Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord God is giving you. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, nor his male servant, nor his female servant, nor his ox, nor his donkey, nor anything that is your neighbor's. Now all the people witnessed the thunderings, the lightning flashes, the sound of the trumpet, and the mountain smoking. And when the people saw it, they trembled and stood afar off. Then they said to Moses, you speak with us, we will hear, but let not God speak with us, lest we die. And Moses said to the people, do not fear, for God has come to test you, and that his fear may be before you, so that you may not sin. So the people stood afar off, but Moses drew near the thick darkness where God was. May the Lord bless his reading. Amen.
Our scripture reading is Philippians 3, verses 4 to 14. Although, as I might have confidence in the flesh, if anyone else thinks he may have confidence in the flesh, I am more so criticized on 8th day of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, of Hebrew, of the Hebrews, concerning the law, a Pharisee concerning zeal, persecuting the church, concerning the righteous, which is the law, blameless. But what are things we gain to me? I have counted loss for Christ, yet indeed I also counted all things loss for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish, that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is from the law, that which I through faith in Christ. The righteousness is from God by faith, that I may know him and the power of resurrection, and the fellowship of his suffering be conformed to his death, if by any means I may attain to the resurrection of the dead, pressing towards the goal. Not that I have already attained or am already perfect, but I press on that I may lay hold of that which Jesus Christ has also laid hold of me. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgiving those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. I press towards the goal of the prize of the upward call of God in Jesus Christ. Amen.
Today is the day the Lord has made. And I'm just going to open up, and this is the plan for Umamas. Umama is also coming to preach after I preach. I'm going to open the floor. The past 2 weeks, we have been on a journey of joy in suffering. Then last week, it was joy in serving. And this week we look at joy in believing. Philippians is Paul's joy letter. It's his letter of joy to the Philippians. The church in Macedonia city had been a great encouragement to Paul. The Philippian believers had enjoyed a very special relationship with Paul. Hence him now writing to them a personal expression of his love and affection. At first glance, it might seem Paul is boasting about his achievements. But actually, he's actually doing the opposite. Showing that human achievements, no matter how impressive, cannot earn a person salvation and internal life with God. Paul had impressive credentials. His upbringing, his nationality, his family background, inheritance, but his conversion of God was grace. It was not based on what he had done or what he had achieved, but it was based on God's grace. Paul did not depend on his deeds to please God, because even the most impressive credentials fall short of God's holy standards. Paul belonged to the tribe of Benjamin, a heritage greatly esteemed among the Jews. But in all of this, Paul realizes it is not about who is who or the achievements or the credits and success. When Paul realized this, when he considered this, he considered everything he had accomplished in life, and he said, it is all worthless when compared to the greatness of knowing Christ. This is a very profound statement about values. A person's relationship with Christ is more important than anything else. To know Christ and serve him and walk with him should be our ultimate goal. We should consider our values, our priorities right and aligned to Christ. If our priorities are wrong, how do we reorder them? Paul's goal was not to know Christ. It was to know Christ, to be like Christ, and to be what Christ had in mind for him. Pressing toward the goal to Paul's energies. This is an example for us to do. To let anything take away our eyes and focus off the goal. Paul was running a race. He was running a race with Christ, walking with Christ. Paul had reason to prepare himself for this race. So Paul, you remember, he was Saul, and he used to persecute Christians. But now, he was a converted Christian. And Paul had reason to forget the past. Remember, Paul he was there when Stephen was being stoned. Remember, he was there. But Paul has to forget all that.
We have
all done things which we are ashamed of. And we live in a tension of what we have been and what we want to be. But because of our hope in Christ, all other ground is sinking sand. We can let go of the past guilt and look forward to what God help and want us to become. In Exodus, the Ten Commandments. Paul, I think, had broken most of the Ten Commandments. But he is now the Paul who is preaching to us. Who is now telling us about pressing toward the goal. He says, not that I have already attained it, or that I am perfect, but I am pressing toward the goal. Abazali, you and me have got a second chance. Because God is God of second chance. Looking at Paul, he was a murderer, he had killed. I'm not encouraging you to go and murder. But I'm just saying he was a murderer who he had killed. Sometimes we also kill by just looking at people, by just judging people, by just doing the wrong things. But Paul is encouraging us to forget about the past and start walking with God, pressing toward the goal. When you are running a race, there are things you have to do. When you are a Christian, there are things a Christian has to do. Oh mama, I'm now leaving it to you to come now and tell us and preach to us how we should walk and press toward the goal of reaching heaven, of walking with God. This is the day the Lord has given us a chance to open our minds, to open our eyes, to walk with Him, pressing toward the goal. And as mothers and fathers, we should listen to our children when they are preaching, pressing toward the goal of reaching to Christ Jesus. Paul says, I have not obtained it already, but he is pressing on. Well done to my children. We are pressing on. We are on route. Thank you, Jesus. When everybody was preaching, I was saying, I'm really missing this good news of Lord. But I was saying, I'm connecting in spirit because we are all one. And we are all wanting to see God. So, the Ten Commandments matter a lot in our lives as we walk this journey. This journey wants us to deny ourselves for us to press toward the goal. To deny ourselves, to deny the things which make us comfortable, and to listen to God. To God, go to God and say, here I am. Lead me, God. When it's time for elections, here I am, Lord. I want to also to be there. May the Lord God, God of Israel, God of Jacob, God of Abraham, be with us as we walk this journey. And let us not be like chameleons. When they are here, when we are here, have you ever seen a chameleon? When it goes somewhere, do you know a chameleon? It changes colors. For us to walk this journey, let us not be like a chameleon. Let us not change colors. Today you are somebody. Today you are a Christian. Tomorrow is like, are you a Christian or not? Pressing toward the goal is to deny yourself, to live according to the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not steal. Walk according into the statutes of God. May the God of Israel heal us this day. Even as we are broken, He is God of today. He is God of tomorrow. He is God who will lead us today. He is God who will make the things which are not possible to be possible. Let God lead and let us not fall. Let us always ask God to give us strength, to give us wisdom, to give us the inspiration of keep going, even when it's tough, to continue to go. May the God of Israel be with us now and forevermore as we press toward the goal of reaching it. As I read, when Paul says in Philippians verse 4, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ. There is a prize, guys. There is a prize, Christians. There is a prize, Amazai, when we walk with Christ. When we walk. Mama Tuli, when we reach there, how did we reach? How did we walk? We continued pressing toward the goal. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.